We're in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, the halacha of Hesach Hadas in a meal where you would have to make a new bracha rishon on your food. We're up to Sif Beis, we'll be doing Beis through Dalet. In Sif Aleph, we learned the halacha that if in the middle of the meal a person decided, I'm just not going to have any more, with regard to drinks, everyone holds that you're going to have to now make a new bracha before you drink. With regard to food, there was a machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, until you actually washed my machronim, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat more without making a new bracha. And according to the Rosh, even if you said, havlanu nevarach, you said, you know, I'm just going to bench, that is enough to make a hesach hadas, and you'll have to make a new bracha rishona. Siv beis, mi shesomach al shulchan acherim, afilu amr havlanu nevarach lo heva hesach hadas. Someone who is not, he's eating off someone else, he's eating in someone else's house, he's a guest at someone else's house. Even if he said havlanu nevarach, it's not up to him. He understands that the balabayas may come in with another dish and they'll eat together. Therefore, his havlanu nevarach would not constitute a hesach hadas, and he can continue eating and drinking without another bracha. Ad sheyomer balabayas. Unless the balabayas says havlanu nevarach, that would be a hesach hadas. Now, remember, the balabayas' havlanu nevarach couldn't be any stronger than his own havlanu nevarach when he's not a guest. And since we had a machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rosh with regard to food there, we would have the same machlokas here. The only real difference then would be with regard to drink. Now, if the balabayas did say havlanu nevarach, but the guest really was still hungry and planned on eating more, so the pashtus is that he's allowed to continue eating and drinking without making a new bracha. There's no gzeira that the balabayas is putting upon him that he can't eat anymore. With regard to anyone who's not a balabayas, for example, you have a whole suda and there's someone chashev at the table and he said havlanu nevarach. So the El Yoraba says that it has the same halach as the balabayas, whereas the Mishtabur is medayik from the Machaber that it's only a halach in balabayas, and this would not apply to just another chashev who's just another member at the suda. Gimel, im lo amar havlanu nevarach, v'gam lo notel yodov, mishenotel hakos levarach heve hesach hadas. When he actually picks up the kos shel bracha of Birkas HaMazon to start benching, although he never said havlanu nevarach, he didn't wash my machronim, that is considered a hesach hadas. And the halacha at that point is, since he started benching, we learned back in Sif Aleph, once he takes the kos to bench, he's not allowed to be mafsik, he is mechuyev to bench, even though he feels like eating more. Now what happens if the mevorech, the mezamen, picks up the kos, but everybody else wasn't really ready to start eating? So the halacha is that if they were not yet mechavin, if they were not mechavin to bench with him, we'll actually see this is a sugya later, and there are those who say that it would or wouldn't be a hesach hadas. Sif dalid, kisha adam nichnas lebeis chavero. If you walk into someone else's house and you were not invited for dinner, you were not invited to eat, v'yeshem chabur is har beis ha'ochlin. And there's several groups of people that are eating in the house. V'chol echad moshet lo kos, and each one gives him a cup of wine. Yesh misha omer shemavarach al kol echad bar pri agofen ki v'chol pam hu nimlach. There's some who say that you're considered a nimlach. It's as if you had hesach hadas between cups because you had no way of knowing that they were going to give you more. Now this is even if before you finished your first cup, you got a second one. As long as at the time you made a bracha on that first cup of wine, you had no idea that they were going to give you a second cup. Now, if you have das beferish, that no matter what, I want my bracha to work just in case they give me wine, then you wouldn't have to make another bracha. And in a situation where it seems nohug, where the minhag is, that everybody will offer him a cup of wine, then he can expect to get one from each group, and one bar pre agafen would cover all of them.